The seven-county Rochester region has become increasingly diverse in the past 13 years. According to census data, between the years 2000 and 2010, all racial and ethnic groups except whites experienced growth. The highest growth in population is among those who identify themselves as multiracial, which soared 101%. The next highest spike occurred in the Hispanic population, which increased by 38%. Despite that growing diversity, Ann Johnson, program director at ACT Rochester, says ours is a segregated community. In 2010, African Americans represented almost 42% of the population in the city of Rochester, but only 16% of the population of suburban Monroe County.
And that provides an opportunity for us to ask questions like why and what might we do as we look at quality of life issues for people who are in the city versus those in Monroe County, and what we might want to do as a community to bring more equity to the table.
Chris Brown was raised in Rochester's 19th Ward. He was part of a program in the 1970s that tried to create more equity. The Urban Suburban School Exchange program sent him to middle school and high school in Brighton.
Initially, it was sort of, you know, you had a clash of cultures, so to speak. You know, we were inner city, African-American kids, going to a school at the time, I don't know about now, but at the time it was predominantly Jewish. And so they learned a little bit about us. We learned about, and what I've learned in, through that experience is that once being put into that environment, we're not, there's really no difference. We all have the same, the same goals, aspirations, same fears. Once people get to know each other and they find out the similarities that they have rather than the differences, then you can build lifelong, lasting friendships.
Brown, who still lives in the 19th Ward, says his neighborhood is more diverse now than it was in his youth. He knows Hispanic and Asian families and works as a department manager in Walmart in Henrietta, where he interacts with employees from many different backgrounds. He says his life is richer as a result. And that has also been the experience of students who've taken part in a project at SUNY Geneseo called Real World Geneseo. Associate Professor of Psychology Monica Schneider says it promotes racial and cultural awareness and acceptance by having students from diverse racial groups go on a four-day retreat together and take part in discussions and workshops.
They start to show greater empathy toward groups. They start to show greater movement and understanding of culture. They start to develop skills that allow them to interact more effectively with people from different cultures. So that's been exciting as well, because I think that has benefits not just for them personally, but can have benefits for the communities they're going to enter and also professionally.
Professor Schneider says reaching out to know and form friendships with people of different racial backgrounds doesn't necessarily come naturally for many of us.
Underlying a lot of human behavior is this strong desire for predictability and control. And so what people who look like us or things that are actually familiar in general and things that are known to us do is they provide us with that sort of sense of security.
Two main components of the Real World Geneseo program that have been tested and proven effective in promoting harmony among diverse groups are personal connection and common goals.
Understanding that there are going to be differences, understanding that the culture is going to provide sort of a different lens or framework, but also understanding that at the core there are some sort of fundamental human needs, desires, commonalities that kind of tie folks together.
Professor Schneider says a willingness to get to know individuals who don't look like us can become a crucial part of Rochester's growth and success as we move toward a future that will continue to become more and more diverse. Beth Adams, WXXI News.